that show. Hey, we're talking about shows. Hey, I've got a question to ask you guys. Morning, guys. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of Ted Nosta Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Okay, now you can go.
You know, on Friday, you know, Austin was out of town, and I didn't do a solo show, and I played a really good tape on, you know, on
you
the
You definitely
on
didn't
the space
do a solo
fans.
Show.
No, I did a show on the Space Fans. Now, I've done it before. I played that show before, and we know it's not video. We got that, okay? But, you know, we had like hardly any responses because you guys have seen it too many times or heard it too many times. Or you just, are you spoiled? Are you spoiled?
They like watching the visual shows now.
I mean,
I'm not going to lie. It's a lot more entertaining. You get to see everything a lot more.
Well, that show we did a week ago today, Tuesday, a week ago. I mean,
was a funny show.
I have gotten so many emails at ted.brower@yahoo.com about that show. They said it was the Ted and Austin Brower comedy hour. You got that too, the comedy hour.
I got a lot of those.
I said, we laughed our head off the entire show.
Let me clarify something for you guys, and let me just address this. Screen, camera four, Rich. This is the contact button at the top. This is like as easy as it gets to use. If you have a question about your order, about a product, about shipping, or just generally in anything that you're trying to look at, or if your order's been delayed, or if the tracking hasn't moved, or the post office is screwing up like normal, whatever it may be, go up to the contact form right here. See it? Get in touch. Your email. Customer type. New customer. Existing customer. Partner. Other. Pick one. It's probably going to be regular one. Topic. Orders, shipping, returns, product inquiry, or other. This helps us, give me the center camera. This helps us funnel your email where it needs to go with the right staff so we can answer it very, very quickly and give you the best service. Sometimes a lot of your customers, I know you like to email, Ted, that's great, love that for y'all. But when you send him emails about an order shipment delay,
I can't do anything.
It completely throws the entire chain of custody and chain of command out of whack with trying to figure it out.
Because I don't do that anymore.
Because he sends me the email. I try to determine that I send it who it needs to go to. Then they have to determine. So it has to go through like two or three or four extra steps. And sometimes he's busy. He didn't even see it.
Well, sometimes I may not check it for 2 weeks.
Right. And yeah. So then you got people that are mad. They're like, you didn't respond to me over a shipment that was delayed 2 days. This right here fixes that. I made this really clear 2 months ago. I'm going over it again because I want you guys to get the best service. That's why I do this. This makes it unbelievably fast. I mean, I was answering emails on Sunday on the Brightline train. They had great Wi-Fi. Oh, I had people email me about stuff. I'm answering emails on my phone. They're like 20-minute-old emails.
As the bodies are flying by.
Well, we didn't get any bodies on Sunday. It was a death-free train ride. So I'm really active in it, but when they go to the wrong place or you send them the data about something that basically is going on with shipping, it just delays everything on it. So if you want the best service, that's what the contact is for on the site.
And I got to say it again. I don't work in the office at all on day-to-day activities.
No.
If you call me up and ask me the price of a product, I don't know. I've got to look it up just like you.
Or expedite shipping or add a product to an order.
I can't do anything with that. Now, I will say this. If you contact ted.brower@yahoo.com and you had a problem getting through to somebody in the office, when you contact me, it's going to get done.
But this right here.
But it may not get in for 2 weeks. It may not see it for two weeks.
Right. This right here cuts it out.
Yeah.
This goes straight to my email or where it's supposed to go based on the funnel with it. So just... please be aware of that. I want to make it super simplistic and less chaotic for myself so I don't get these random emails. Those like, hey, I got an email from somebody 2 weeks ago that's wanting to know what's going on, and then we finally get a hold of it. The order's already been delivered. All the problem's gone, but then we're trying to figure out what's happening with it. So
I've got the ultimate dating horror story. It has nothing to do with me. It was not my date.
Dating
horror story. Hey, I didn't say
whoa,
that.
Whoa.
I just want to clarify. I said horror story. H-O-R-R-O-R. Horror.
Just want to clarify that. Proceed.
Keona Waddell, 35 years old in the U.S., basically, had a heated argument with her partner on March 22nd inside his home in Deer Park Hamlet in Long Island, U.S. He stormed out of the home and asked Waddell to leave. She was extremely mad. When he returned, there was no sign that she was inside. The victim later awoke by a hissing sound and noticed a small flame on the floor in his bedroom, a stick of dynamite.
What?
She threw a stick of dynamite on the dude.
Where'd she get dynamite from?
After failing to extinguish the flame, he grabbed the dynamite to throw it outside, only to have it explode and blow off his hand. the ultimate dating horror story. He felt searing pain as he looked down to see what most of his hand was gone, the police said. Doctors had to amputate what was left of his hand and arm.
This is a horrible story. It's Tuesday. Well, where are we going with this?
People love the
Do you have a segue for this?
No, I have no. Well, yes, I have a segue. To heal the stump.
Oh, my gosh. Vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Collagen.
Collagen. Can you believe that?
If you're listening to this, if this happened to you, call us up. I'll get you a coupon code on this because you're going to have to heal that up. That's horrible. I can't
no.
Going with this.
And I'm sure she's going to go to prison. But the point is, she got so mad at this dude for telling her to get out of his house that she threw a stick of dynamite through the window. And he picked up and tried to throw it out the window.
I don't know if she got TNT from
it. I think she made it herself.
You didn't. Oh, it's pipe bombs. It's better.
I did that one time. No, it wasn't a pipe bomb. Don't.
Let's clarify that.
We follow
all laws in the state of Florida involving any type of firearms.
Oh, I got to tell you something else that happened yesterday. But anyhow, so I remember I had this horrible science teacher. Her name was Mrs. Brown. I mean, wretched woman. I was in eighth grade. And so I had a project that I did, and it was a volcano. I made a volcano. I made it out of plaster pears. I'm not going to tell you how I made it all because I don't want you guys doing this. But I had a bunch of firecrackers.
Oh, God.
Okay, and I pulled the powder out of them. And I filled the top of the funnel. I really did this. I filled up the top of the
chamber. This is a long time. This is way outside the statute of limitations. Let's just clarify that.
Well, I was in class. I didn't burn the building down. Close, but not all the way. And I remember, I thought, this would be great. What a great visual. I had a fuse on it, man. I lit that sucker, and of course it wasn't contained, so the flame shot up about that high, and then I had this stuff that was like lava, and it caught on fire and started rolling down the sides of the volcano.
Oh, it looked pretty cool.
I got an A on the project.
Did you really?
The entire school filled with smoke. It was inside, and I mean, we're opening windows. Look, we just everybody's coughing and hacking, but I tell you what, I got an A for the project. But I'm surprised it didn't burn the place down. But oh, yeah, good news yesterday. I got caught in the speed traffic camera thing over in Lake Alfred. Horrible little city. Don't ever buy a house there. Unbelievably wretched people that run that place. Just to let you know how I feel about them. And I went to the police department because I got a speed ticket going through a school zone at 12 o'clock.
Here's the crazy part I found out about that. It's not during school hours.
No.
The little weasels over there in this town. The state of Florida allowed new speed cameras to go up in school zones, only in school zones for a speed camera. It was supposed to be speed cameras in school hours, meaning when kids are infill and exfil out of school. They got around this little loophole on it and have the camera on all day from 8 to 4 p.m.
That's right.
The entire day.
So there's no kids. On. There's no crosswalks.
There's nobody outside.
So I'm at 12 o'clock. It's 45 mile an hour speed limit. I'm doing like 45 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Boom. $100 ticket.
Yeah.
So I went over there and I spoke to one of the lieutenants over there and I said, what the heck are you guys doing? I said, how much negative publicity do you want? Well, it's the law. I'm like, no, it's extortion.
That's exactly right.
I said, I had this conversation yesterday. This is not hyperbole. And I said to her, I said, you basically are wanting to generate revenue for your broke little town. And I said, the problem is you don't have it set up from it's like 7:30 to 8:30 when the kids are going to school.
Yeah, it was 7 to 9, whatever. When any kids are going to be outside.
I mean, it's noon. It's high noon. There are no kids running around. And all of a sudden, I'm doing the speed limit. All of a sudden, snap, popple, crack. I get nailed for a $100 ticket. And she goes, well, it doesn't go against your license. I said, no, it's extortion. I said, I've already contacted the attorney about it. She says, well, if you want to fight it, you can. I said, well, if I fight it, then what happens is I have to give you. And I told her, you don't even know if I was driving the truck. And quite frankly, I don't even know if I was driving the truck. It just shows nobody in the front seat.
I found out. I'm going to cover this, though. I talked to my buddy about this last night. Everybody, if you get one of these, you need to bite the bullet and get an attorney and fight it. Here's why. It's called precedent. The only way these things get pulled down with lawsuits is they have to have precedent on them that they're illegally targeting people to ticket them during hours that are not involving kids in or out of the school. That's what he said about this. He goes, the problem is so many people are going to go, I don't want to mess with it. I don't want to get an attorney. I'm just going to pay it. And this is how the stuff goes on and on. And what they do is they look at it and go, well, guys, we've had a year of this. Nobody's fought it. Nobody's gone to court with it. Nobody's got an attorney. Clearly, we're doing the best thing for society, and it's making a difference because nobody wants to push back on it. That's what he said. He goes, everybody has to fight this. He goes, they cannot win in court.
Well, no, no.
They cannot
no,
win. They
no.
cannot win.
I know. She told me. She said, well, they can't. You could go before the magistrate. I said, you can't even put me behind the wheel of the vehicle.
No, you can't.
I said, and she said, well, I need you to give me a list of all the people, the potential drivers.
Nope.
I said,
you don't have to do that either.
No, I said, I don't have to do that. Nope. I said, why am I going to involve my friends who may or may not have been driving? What are they going to tell you there are 10 people who they may have been driving the truck too? Yeah. Who cares? I said, this is not okay. I said, I talked to my attorney. This is pure extortion. And yeah. She looked at me. She goes, well, I have to go now. And I said, and I looked at her. I was kind of heated, to be honest with you.
Don't pay it. I will. If I get one of these, I will absolutely take this all the way to a jury trial. I'm not petty. I'm not joking. I've talked to them. But the only way they stop is you. And I've done it. I'll push it as far as I have to. Because what's happened is this is pure extortion. They've manipulated the law. This was supposed to be when kids are in or out of school walking. For safety when they're crossing the road at the school section. That is it. They're not supposed to be going, oh, the speed limit's 45. It's a school zone now for 100 feet. It drops to 25. It's noon. Nobody's outside. Now we're going to tag you because you didn't jam your brakes and stop. So if I get one of these, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I will take it to a jury trial faster, but they're not going to do it.
And finally, I told her, as I was leaving, I looked at her and said, well, I'll say one thing. You've been nicer than I have.
No, I
feel cordial to her. No, they, and she, you could tell she looked at me like, well, yeah, we know. But,
no,
you, but remember,
matter.
It's the mayor and the city commissioners who vote this crap in, and they need to be all taken out of office.
Here's the
for
problem
this.
I have with it. Here's the problem I have with all of it. If the actual city came in and said, listen, we're broke. We're putting a camera system in to generate some revenue, but also to protect the kids. It's our personal private cameras that tie into our law enforcement agency. 100% of all the revenue goes back to law enforcement to allow us to serve the community better. I would say, okay, it doesn't. They get like 30%.
I asked her. I said, let me just pay you. It's $100.
Yeah.
So I reached for my wallet.
Guarantee she wouldn't do it.
No, she wouldn't do it. She says, I can't take payment. I said, oh, that's right. You only get a small percentage of this. It goes. It's a scam. I said, it's a complete and total extortion scam.
You have to pay it through a virtual terminal that goes through the agency that runs the
And you love this. So Ticket Clinic advised me to pay it. So I went ahead and put it on my American Express bill. You know what they did?
Back charges.
No, they declined it. American Express won't do it. They won't take American Express. You know why they won't take American Express?
Back charges.
Back charges.
That's funny.
Yeah, because what happened with American Express, if you dispute a charge, they automatically do it. MasterCard and Visa don't do that. They make you have to fight your way back into out of a hole. American Express doesn't. And so I thought it was kind of funny because I said, with all this rigmarole, and I said, declined. And I'm like,
well,
okay.
See, here's the issue with these tickets, and this is why they want you. This is why they make it really easy and say, hey, there's no points. Just pay it. 100%, because I talked to the kid that works with the attorney, works in AI. So I asked him about all the stuff that's going on with the kill switch on these cars and the drunk driving.
I'm going to go into all this.
I got a whole.
I set you a link on that.
I talked to him in detail last night. This kid's an AI. He's kind of a geek. I've known him in Orlando. Cool kid. Very involved in AI tech. He's worked with Ford Motor Company on different projects with the F-150 Lightning. I'm going to go into that in a second. Here's the thing. They have zero way of convicting you on this speed and this red light ticket.
Oh, that's true. I guarantee it.
Zero conviction. They will not get a conviction if it goes to court at all. It'll get dismissed immediately because it's impossible to determine who is driving if you don't snitch or if you don't have anybody that says anything. It's impossible. Who's driving? I don't recall.
They can't put me behind the wheel.
It will get dismissed. That's why I said the only way to do this is to fight it. And so this is one of the reasons why this vehicle anti-drunk driving bill is being pushed through.
I pulled a whole article up on this.
I'm going to show you guys. So give me camera four on here. So what they're doing is, and this is the bill under section 2420, and I've told you guys this, make sure you're contacting Congress to get this dropped, but I couldn't figure out why it's not going away. It was implemented in 2021 under Biden. It was supposed to be implemented in all vehicles by 2024. It got kicked down the road to all vehicles by 2027. Now they still can't get it rolling right, but I was trying to get some intel on it last night, right? So I called my guy in Orlando, and I asked him about this. And he goes, well, I'm sure, Austin, you're very aware this has nothing to do with drunk driving. And I said, yeah, I'm pretty determined. He goes, this has nothing to do with drunk driving. He goes, they're saying that they're trying to get the tech working, they're getting this working. He goes, it's virtually impossible to make this system operate in the entire country with every person and every vehicle with DUIs and alcohol and impairment on them. He goes, it's impossible. He goes, the only way you do is there's two options. Either A, every vehicle has to have an Internet of Things AI cloud that it attaches to grab this data from you. Because what it says here, it goes, it's performance-based monitoring. The approach uses cameras and sensors already appearing in many new vehicles, like the F-150 Lightning, to track behavioral signs of impairment. The system watches for erratic steering, lane drift, unusual eye movement, signs of drowsiness, inattention. Rather than measuring chemical in the body, they infer impairment on how badly the driver performed behind the wheel. So you have an AI system that's determining how bad of a driver you are to determine if you're impaired. Several automakers already ship monitoring cameras in current models. That's the F-150 Lightning that's now discontinued. Here's the thing about this. This part you guys are going to love. What happens if the system detects impairment? These are some of the three things that basically the highway, they figured out to do it. Listen to this. This is one thing. So if AI goes in, determines you're impaired, there's only two ways it does this. It has to send it up to a cloud and go through the data and then send the information back. And then all the vehicle goes like full shutdown mode. Or you have to have fully built autonomous AI in every vehicle. That is insanely expensive, he said. He goes, you're talking about minimum between $5,000 to $10,000 on every vehicle. Like Honda Accord's $5,000 to $10,000. Can't happen. Nobody's going to buy the car. He goes, the data goes in, though, once they do this. The vehicle reduces speed, stops in its lane, turns on hazard flashes, and unlocks the door for emergency first responders.
Unlocks the doors.
Stops you in the middle of the road.
So if you're in ghetto world,
and they unlock the door. 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago in Chirac.
This is how Bill Cosby's son got killed.
Oh, yeah. No. So think about this. You're a nurse. Shift gets over. You've been running at 12. Then you got pulled in another 6.
You wore out.
2, 3 a.m. You're shot. You're trying to come go get some sleep. You're driving back. We've determined you're impaired. You're in the middle of Chicago. 3 a.m. Car shuts down. Hazards go on. Doors unlock. Vehicle disables. That's the tech that they have in this. They said they want to do it.
That's when you would hear me loading the guns.
Correct.
Unbelievable.
So all the factors with this, and this is why I took some notes on it. He said, here's the problem. He goes, the aspect on it's only about 99.5% accurate. Well, 0.5% is a lot when you're talking about 360 million people. You're talking about millions of people every single year that are going to have their cars shut down for no reason. He goes, this isn't about drunk driving at all. He goes, it's about getting an excuse to basically put all the data camera systems with voice recognition and face recognition in all the new vehicles. He goes, the DUI thing doesn't work. He goes, every single person every day has different quirks. There's no way for AI to determine every person on earth, how they're going to be impaired, how they're functioning, if they're a little manic, if they're a little depressant, if they're sad, if they're happy, if they're on caffeine, if they're on purple sticks. He goes, the variables are infinite. It's impossible. So the only way they can do it is you have to be logged into the, basically into the car, which is what they're going to make you do. So when you get in a car, normally what does it do? Your phone logs on, right?
Yeah.
So you have your own account now on the vehicle where it's got its facial recognition and voice recognition that now puts you as the driver. He goes, this isn't about DUI. He goes, it's about data collection. And it's about determining who's behind the wheel at all times.
That's why the AI systems are being built everywhere.
That's why the AI systems are being built everywhere. This is Palantir and Big Tech run amok in the car community. And he goes, the insurance companies and law enforcement companies are frothing at the mouth right now to get this implemented. Because now they can say, oh, there's a speed camera. Got you going 10 over. Oh, you're appealing it. We're subpoenaing information real quick from Big Tech. We're third party connected to GM and Ford. Got video photography here, buddy. It's 12:01 p.m. You're going through this at 45 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone. Guilty, not dismissing. Here's voice and facial recognition confirmed software. Done. Told me that last night. He goes, this has nothing to do with DUIs at all. This is about being able to monitor everywhere you go, everything you do in your car, and put you behind the wheel 24/7.
Three stories. Three quick stories. Three quick little things here. Number one, years ago, we had a county commissioner out putting up signs at 2 o'clock in the morning. Running for office. Remember this? And they arrested him for DUI.
Yeah.
They took him in, tested negative on alcohol.
Yeah.
He was exhausted.
Yeah.
He'd been up for like 24, 36 hours. Nice guy. And basically he didn't have any help and was doing it all himself. Lost the election because of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he got arrested for a DUI, even though he got dismissed.
Yeah. Had no, he was exhausted.
But he got dismissed later, but it still didn't change the fact that he got an arrest at the beginning.
No, and no, so you run into this stuff, and you see it, and you realize, number two, Obama would clash for clunkers.
Exactly right.
This was done almost 20 years ago, guys.
Yeah.
And he did this. Now, you think about it for a second. This wasn't because they were trying to help you out with the old car. It was to get that car off the road they couldn't monitor because it gave you too much freedom and autonomy.
Exactly.
Everything they do is 5, 10, 15, 20 years in advance. They knew this technology was coming down the route. They already knew it. It's like the other day, we were over talking to some friends of ours who have a Porsche dealership, actually. And he was saying, well, you don't understand what happened to Porsche. You know, they almost went bankrupt. He goes, they had the next 10 years plotted out for all EVs.
Yeah.
And he goes, and then when nobody wanted the cars and they started crashing the entire company, he said, the Germans, which they don't like, by the way, had to do retro engineering and come back and start using internal combustion engines again and go to a hybrid system. And he said, this is like a nightmare for Germans because they have it all plotted out in advance. And if you think the Germans are really articulate like that and like to do things like that, well, what they do with these international groups of bankers, they have this stuff planned out 100 years in advance. That's why they don't care if it takes them 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, 30 years.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Was implemented
it's generational.
2021.
That's right.
2021. Then it got kicked to 24. Now it's kicked to 27. He said, they're doing is they're saying, well, we're trying to determine this. He said the tech's already been there. F-150 Lightning rolled this out because they had three cameras in the front that was all tied into lane assist.
What a nightmare truck.
Autopilot. It's a nightmare truck. He said the tech's already there. He goes, they're trying to get an excuse to implement in all the vehicles. He said, but the two choke points they're getting is cost and also public perception. Nobody wants this. And he said Ford, because he's worked with Ford. He said Ford knows if they put this in all their vehicles, they're going to kill their sales. Because what's going to happen is everybody's going to go,
not
I'm just going to extend a warranty.
Yeah,
I'm just going to extend what my car already have. I'm not going to drive this. I will not buy a vehicle. This be personal. I'm not going to buy a vehicle.
Third story. Funny story. We got to break this up a little bit. It's getting too
intense.
Yeah, it is. I had a date a year ago. She shows up wearing an ankle monitor. Austin remembers this.
Ankle monitor.
She's wearing an ankle monitor. She doesn't tell me she's wearing an ankle monitor. And I ask her what she has to do. She goes, well, I said, how do you drive? I said, well, I got a DUI. I go, you have an ankle monitor? That's pretty serious. They had installed one of these things in her car that she had to blow
into. Breathalyzer.
Too.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, there you go, Austin. Doesn't that solve the drunk driving problem?
Well, no. And that's the topic that we were talking last night. He goes, Austin, the vast majority of people don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
It's illegal already. Right? It's like saying everybody now is going to have to prove that they're not a murderer. Why would I have to prove that? Well, because some people got murdered.
That's pre-crime, buddy.
That's exactly what it is. There's 12,000 deaths a year related to DUI.
What was the name of that movie, Tom?
Minority Report.
Minority Report. This is Minority Report.
So what they've done is they've used the tears and the backs of moms and individuals who have lost kids to DUIs. And they have. And that's an atrocity. It's sad when it happens. It's horrible. But they've used a minute portion of the population that's had a tragedy like that happen. And they're trying to force the entire population to accept pre-crime. Mm-hmm. This is like saying all new firearms are going to have digital fingerprint data on them. Because at one point, if you decide to use it on a crime, we're going to be able to track it.
You know how much money that's going to add to
that's
it?
The point.
See, the boys that breathe free air do all this.
Yeah,
you track it back to the boys who briefed through the international banking community. This is what they want. They want to track you with every purchase you make, everything that you do, every car that you drive, every place that you go. Why do you think they want AI data centers everywhere?
That's exactly what they're for.
That's what this is for. That one up in Utah, they're building that one so big. That one data center is using more utilities than the entire state of Utah.
Well,
you hear what I just said? More utilities than the entire state of Utah. Unbelievable. Think about that.
There's multiple articles now that are coming out now, and they're talking about local municipalities are fully blocking these. The ones that actually have good county commissioners, which if you got good county commissioners, I commend you for being supportive of your constituents, your residents, and they're blocking these now. A lot of places. I mean, even the one down there that was down towards Kissimmee, they came out now and they said, you can't tie into a municipal water supply. You've got to do your own entire well drilling. You've got to use your own water. You're not using the water supply. 55,000 gallons a day to run their coolant system. And they want to suck it through the municipal water supply of a town that doesn't even use that much water in a week.
Here we go. Hyperscale data center project in Utah expected to generate and consume more power than the entire state of Utah nears final approval. The Box Elder County Commission is scheduled to vote Monday. I wonder how many of them are high-level Masons. Why don't we just call them out for who they are?
Yeah.
Just thought I'd mention that. Monday, on a deal with Mr. Wonderful star investor Kevin O'Leary. Oh, whatever. It made me puke. Celebrity investor Kevin O'Leary plans on building a massive hyperscale data center project in Box Elder County, which state boosters say will fund modern buildings at Hill Air Force Base by generating all of its own power, cleaning the water it uses, so it can be sent to the Great Salt Lake, creating 2,000 high-paying jobs. Just what, you know, you know,
all BS.
You know why this is such crap? AI data centers don't require much labor. They're AI. It's all automated, like the doggone Budweiser plant is in St. Louis. The board that oversees the state's Military Installation Department Development Authority, or MIDA, approved a series of resolutions. Well, guess what? If these people are putting the investment money into this, guess who's giving the most of the investment money? It's going to be the United States military.
Exactly.
And so they put a thing. Here's how these whackbags do this. Okay, we have to have $30 billion to build this data center. It only costs them $10.
Yeah.
But they take that $10, $20 billion, they shove it in their pocket, and they put it into corporations, into trust, and other things, so they don't pay taxes on it in many cases. And so we, the little people, we get stuck paying our taxes all the time. But the big people don't pay their taxes because they put them all into charitable contributions or trust.
Well, and they get these government grants. And that's what my buddy said last night.
And that's what Elon Doge was showing. And Elon Musk, Doge, and they shut him down.
Well, no, and that's what my buddy told me last night. With this entire system, he goes, the cost effectiveness of adding this to all the new cars, he goes, is literally impossible. He goes, there is no cost benefit ratio that even makes sense on it. He said the only way this goes through is, you know what happens next? The EV style subsidies they did in the electric cars. They're going to have to subsidize all the manufacturers billions of dollars.
No, they don't subsidize crap. And Austin, we the taxpayers do this. And then if we don't have enough money to do it, they go into debt. They shove it to the national debt so that our children and our grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren are stuck paying this to these international banking slobs. That's the truth. As I told you the other day when I was talking to my friend about what happened in the economy, why it takes two people now sometimes having two jobs each to have a lifestyle. It's because the international bankers have hyperinflated the currency because of 1913. They're the ones who did this. And the last chance we had in this country and the world had in the entire world to rid ourselves was 1933, and we didn't get it done. Even Patton said we fought the wrong enemy with the Marxists and stuff. So we got to realize what's happening here. We can't just sit here and pretend like it's not happening. Now, Donald Trump is issuing, listen to this. Started with Obama. Donald Trump issues shoot and kill order in dramatic Hormuz escalation as the Pentagon boasts chilling video of U.S. troops seizing ships carrying Iranian oil and unraveling the ceasefire and giving orders shoot to kill anybody who resists on these ships. No wonder the Navy Secretary walked away, Austin said no more.
That's exactly right.
How do you, this piracy. But that's okay. Because it's for Israel.
It's literally the definition of piracy.
It's okay. It's Israel. It's you Zionists that all believe that no matter what happens, if they destroy the entire planet because of Israel, it's good. Who dropped you on your head, by the way? Why do you think like that? You're supposed to be a Christian. Just thought I'd mention that. What else you got going on?
Well, I got something that's very interesting. And this, I'm going to tie this in, so stay with me for a second. This, again, shows you government waste, but also to the manipulatory market of the vaccine industry.
I loathe vaccines.
No, listen to this. Remember how I told you guys last year, Moderna was working on their basically clinical trials and research for the bird flu. Remember the bird flu that was going to wipe out the whole country?
Oh, yeah.
And we had to wipe out, what it was, 18 million chickens over a period of summer? You guys remember that?
Well, we wiped them out. Ran eggs at $12
a dozen. Remember, bird flu is going to wipe everybody out. And then suddenly, RFK Jr. gets in and he goes, I'm cutting out all the funding for this. Cutting it all out. We're done. Cutting all the funding. Suddenly, bird flu went away. Egg prices went down. Well, Moderna has now begun testing their RNA bird flu vaccines on thousands of human subjects now in a phase 3 trial for the H5 influenza vaccine, making a significant milestone to global pandemic preparedness. They're using mRNA 1018, which is a bird flu influenza vaccine in clinical human trials now. They've gotten approved for it.
And there's no guarantee that's the type of bird flu we're going
to
get.
So here's what you got. I want you guys to follow me on this, right? So this was last year. U.S. cancels more than $700 million funding for Moderna bird flu vaccine. This is in May of last year, May 25. So it's almost right out a year ago. Comes in here and says RFK Jr. came in and basically slashed $590 million. My mouse is dead, so don't yell at me on this. His thing's dead on me. I need another cord. You know, why do we have to have 8 different style chargers for everything? Everything has to have a different size charger.
The boys at Breathe Free Air deemed it so, bud.
There you go. Just thought of that. Thought I'd mention that. $590 million was awarded by the Biden administration to develop a bird flu vaccine. $500 million. And what's crazy is The vaccine industries in aggregate made like $100 billion in the COVID vaccines, but we had to subsidize all the research. Mm-hmm. Then there's an additional $176 million awarded by Department of Human Health Services to Moderna in 2024 to complete more development and testing of the bird flu, right? $700 million U.S. government was giving Moderna to test this. Well, my question was, right, so it stopped. How is Moderna now running clinical trials because we cut all their funding? Oh, they have outside funding from basically CEPI, which is a global organization, which I can get into detail who runs it. It's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, by the way. But here's the crazy part, right? They got $54 million in funding from CEPI, and it helped advance the vaccine and basically start the phase three trials. They got $54 million and are able to finish everything now. Why were we giving them $700 million and they said they couldn't do it?
Because of what I just said. They got to stick the other $750
million. That's my point. That's exactly where I'm going to put that. That's why RFK Jr. said, no, we're cutting all your funding. Why are we giving you $700 million to develop a bird flu vaccine so you can then go make another $4 or $5 billion in net profit? We cut the funding out. Suddenly they have $54 million. They get it from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation through CEPI. Now they have all the money they need to develop
it. I'm going to say something. Bill and Melinda Gates. Bill Gates. I don't know why it's Bill and Melinda, because he was linked to Epstein with those young girls and his wife took a bailout on him. But the reality is that his parents were involved with the Federal Reserve Banks and Planned Parenthood. He's as big of a globalist as it gets. He's as big of a socialist as it gets. He's a cutout as big as it gets. What these international bankers do, do you think that Bill Gates developed the stuff in his garage for Microsoft? That's complete BS. This is retro-engineered from Roswell.
That's DARPA stuff.
That's DARPA stuff. They picked him because they knew they could control him because of his background with Planned Parenthood and the Federal Reserve. And then he puts all that money into a foundation, like we already mentioned earlier. Yep. And now he doesn't really control that money any longer because it has a board of directors. So he gave that fortune away that was never his to start with because he was being used as a paper cutout. Because it's like this. Listen to Bill Gates talk. He's just not that bright.
Well, on top of that, he comes up with these concepts with vaccines. He doesn't have even a degree in biology or anything.
No, the craziest one is the guy who started Facebook. What's his name? Not Facebook.
Zuckerberg.
I can't stand him. But the guy who started Amazon.
Oh, Bezos.
Have you ever listened to him talk? He sounds like a blithering idiot. No. I heard him on Oprah one time 20 years ago, and I thought, this guy's did it. Remember, he started Amazon in his garage, too. It's always like, started in our garage. Yeah. Who gave him the hundreds of millions of dollars in funding?
DOD contracts.
Exactly right.
That was the crazy part, is when you find out that Amazon was basically just a defense contract company that they cut out to run cash through.
Now I've got the real story on the chickens.
Oh, yeah?
Here we go. You guys ready? You ready for the chicken thing? Dozens across, not dozens, that's not thousands, it's dozens. I mean, a few dozen people, 25, let's say, across 13 states have been infected with a deadly antibiotic-resistant bacteria linked to chickens and their chickens' eggs.
Chickens again.
Okay, now this is real, okay? But the risk includes children under the age of 5 and adults over 50. The bacteria spread to the bloodstream and cause fatal conditions. Now, I'm going to say something to you about this, and this is very, very important. And they tell you the same thing in here. If you're going to handle livestock, you wash your hands after you handle the livestock. If you handle eggs, you make sure you wash your hands. Now, by the way, here's what it says. Here's another article. Ready? You ready? Here comes the punchline. People have also been urged not to kiss their chickens. Okay. Not to eat or drink around them, and to ensure children are always supervised with birds and wash their hands properly afterwards. Okay. If you have this overlying compulsion to kiss your bird, your chicken, you might want to decide not to do that because it may be contaminated with salmonella. Now, the other thing I'm going to say is this. The other day, I bought 16 dozen eggs from Sam's.
Yeah.
Okay. They come in two dozen things. Every single one of them had cracked
eggs. Every 24
eggs. All of them had cracked eggs. Finally, the last time I go in, I had the receipt, and the last one I ended up throwing about 12 eggs away. And I had to wash, listen to me, I had to wash all the other eggs that I was using.
Well, you have to. You need to clarify that for people.
Because
that's a huge deal.
They grow botulism in chicken eggs.
Well, you have no idea what's been exposed to those after they've cracked.
And so finally, I said, I've had it. I took the receipt back to Sam's. I had about six of these things left, six dozen of them left. I took them to Sam's, all these broken eggs. I said, I want to exchange these for 16 more dozen that aren't busted. And the guy looked at me and goes, so sorry it happened. Go get your 16 dozen eggs. They gave me 16 dozen more. don't play with eggs. Now, a lot of people say, well, you don't need to refrigerate eggs. Okay, that's true. You could, they last a while if they're good eggs without being refrigerated, but don't do that. We have refrigeration. 100 years ago, they had to do that. We don't have to do that anymore. Just keep the eggs refrigerated, because if there are contaminants growing on the eggs, it greatly slows it down if they're refrigerated.
That is true.
Period. So don't be doing that. But I saw that. And then, and just to just tie these segues together with the sick perverts that are running around, trans actor Elliot Page hopes her gay animal sex documentary helps children come out of the closet.
Whoa.
So I guess if you have
that was a lot to unpack.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I just want to shock everybody.
Yeah, you got me.
Because I talked about it yesterday with the animal sex and all the other crazy crap that people are doing now. I'm just some sick stuff. Bible forbids this. And I listened to this and I looked at this and I thought to myself, now we have animals having gay sex. That justifies human beings having gay sex because it crosses the animal kingdom, which then justifies bestiality, by the way. It all ties together with their pansexual behavior. This is how perverted it's got, Austin. That these people that are trans actors, totally horrible actors, by the way, are going to go in now and promote this weird stuff so more and more people become gay. Because remember, their God is a snake in a tree called Ein Sof. He's a hermaphrodite. You've got a straight guy, heterosexual man, heterosexual woman, like, you know, we have here in the United States that are normal people. And then you've got the gay community. Well, you got the bi community first, then you got the gay community, and then you got the trans community. This whole thing is a segment. The closer you get to their God, who's a transgender, the closer you are to their God. That's what they're promoting this for. That's all this is. It's all satanic. It's part of the sex death cult that Jeffrey Epstein was involved in while he was doing all this research in Mexico, New Mexico, on how he could reduplicate himself and become the father of a new generation. With all his research, this is, when you dig into this stuff, it's some sick stuff. So the problem you have with this stuff is don't support this stuff. If you know somebody who's gay, you can pray for them, be nice to them, but you don't sit here and say I endorse this. I affirm you for what you're doing. Say, look, I love you for what you are and who you are, but I'm not supporting your lifestyle. Period. You don't have to be involved with all this stuff, and you sure don't have to support it. You say, well, that's being you're aggressively against them. No, it's not. It's just telling them the truth. You don't have to support this because it comes with all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. Here's the thing. You realize that when people do stuff like that, they massively increase the risk of certain types of diseases, period. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's just the way it is. They're very unhealthy. The problem with it is the same thing with eating pork. Now we're shifting it back to nutrition again. If a person is eating pork, if they're eating shellfish, if they're doing the things that God said don't do, they greatly increase the risk of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, all kinds of other diseases. There's certain things that God told us not to do were based on diet and nutrition and lifestyle choices. Several things God wanted us to do. New Old Testament, God's relationship to man, man's relationship to man, dietary laws, sanitary laws, and of course the laws that you have as far as what you should and shouldn't do as far as behavioral patterns. All of this stuff God put together for us for one reason only, so that you'd live and you'd be prosperous in this world, period.
I'm going to clarify something too, because what changed with the Old Testament and New Testament is man's relationship to man and God's relationship to man. The dietary and sanitary laws never changed.
That's exactly right.
The concept of saying, well, and I get it because I understand the New Testament, I understand how we follow now, and we're all saved by grace through Christ, we're connected to Christ through Jesus, through God through Jesus, but that doesn't mean, okay, well, guess what? The New Testament's here now. Now we just don't even have sanitation. Why wash your hands? I mean, we'll just do whatever we want to do. We'll eat whatever slop food's on the ground. There's certain reasons why you're not supposed to eat vultures, right? They're a toxic bird. They will kill you if you eat them.
Snakes.
Right. Hogs, wild hogs. They're fun to hunt. They are a horrible problem in Texas. Everybody goes out there and hunts them because they literally eat everything.
They use helicopters in Texas.
With them 134 miniguns.
Yeah, and then they have, you hang out of a helicopter. This is a funny story. So I'm talking to Van yesterday.
Yeah.
He's my black workout partner, good friend. And I said to him, I said, I think Austin and I are going to go either do a night hog hunt or a hella hog hunt in Texas.
Well, I've had people ask me to go out there now.
No, yeah. Listen. And he looks at me and goes, you white rednecks. He says, you got to know you're a white redneck if you want to go hella hogging and killing hogs with night scopes in Texas. He says, black guys don't do that. I said, well, there's black guys who probably listen to our show who do. And we just started laughing.
Well, I guess
it's a cultural thing.
Well, I was down in South Florida, and I met a lot of people when I was down there. And I met this guy that does defense contract work, and then he tied me with a company that they work with that does this all the time. So they got their own helicopters, and they have one M134s.
Miniguns.
And what do you want? 249s, 240s, whatever you want. want.
There's 1,000 rounds.
Yeah, that's expensive, though. But so he was saying, he goes, the problem is people think it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe people are going and doing that. He said the hogs out in Texas are like the most invasive species known to man. And he said they cannot keep up with trying to keep the population down. Even the state can't do it. And it's almost like what they do with gator tags here in Florida. They ask people to please go hunt the anacondas and the gators.
Well, the night hunting of hogs is supposedly, that's what I read, supposedly legal in Texas.
It is. Yeah, with night vision and
night vision, because they want these things gone.
Well, they're a giant problem down there. But tying back into, I had a segue that I got completely sidetracked with the minigun and the helicopter with this.
One time, I'm on the highway, another white redneck story. I'm on the interstate coming back and on 75 South in a bunch of woods, and there's a bunch of hogs.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Right, I don't know, right next to you. And I'm like, oh boy, white boy gets to shoot a hog.
I jump
out of the car with my Glock, right? And they scatter back into the woods. I'm like,
Hey, to clarify, in the state of Florida, there is no permit needed to hunt them at all under any circumstances. We used to take dogs out and go hunt them when I was younger.
But here's the thing. Don't eat them.
No, God. And they're nasty. You get the ones in the woods out in Richland and all that?
We're in Germany, right? And a few years ago, and there's a truck in front of us. And they're out on the road picking up roadkill hogs. And I'm like, you know, the wild ones.
Well, I'm sure they're disposing of them.
No, they're eating them.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
The Germans love that stuff,
on the side of the road?
I guess if they're not damaged or old enough. I mean, I don't know. They were putting them in a container truck.
They had to be cleaning up the road.
Germans, if this is true, let me know.
They're eating roadkill, dude. That's dangerous.
But they eat wild hogs.
But so is Florida boys. Everybody, yeah, we got backstrapped tonight. I'm like, that's on you.
I used to be a mud man for a crew, you know, running mud, making concrete, building houses. And I remember one of the guys' name was Vernon. This is back in the 70s, man. This guy's, you know, it's old. And he was a block mate. He'd pick up a block with two fingers. And these guys get really strong doing that. Oh, yeah. And I remember he used to go hog hunting at night with a doggone K-bar.
Yeah, dogs.
No guns.
Yeah, they'd go straight blades.
Yeah, he'd go on. He'd like sit up on a tree log and jump down on top of him.
You got to do it if you're a felon. You can't carry a firearm in the state of Florida if you're a felon. So you can carry a blade on you. That's why felons always go to hog hunting with knives.
Well, I saw him a couple years later. Two fingers gone.
Oh yeah,
they took the tusks. Two fingers. Yeah,
that's what you get. Dogs got to bay him up.
And then what was crazy about it is he was no longer a black guy because he lost his fingers.
Yeah.
But it's not a funny story.
Side note: you want to keep your bones too. This is a big problem now. They're starting to show here. This ties back into what you eat is determined a lot of how you're going to feel and how you're going to function long term. And also, younger as kids, ultra processed foods are now linked to weaker bones and higher fracture risk in major study. They said ultra-processed foods, based on the research now, significantly increases your risk of fracture by over 10%. The findings published in the British Journal of Nutrition comes from one of the largest studies ever conducted on diet and bones, tracking 163,000 UK biobank participants over 12 years. They found that higher consumption of ultra-processed foods were consistently associated with lower bone mineral density and significantly elevated risk of fractures. The participants, and this is interesting how this ties in, and it makes sense once you hear it here. It says they used a report to identify ultra-processed consumption using the NOVA classification, which groups of level food groups of processing include a whole range of industrial manufactured products. I'm not going to read this whole thing. It's going to take forever on here. Essentially, what they do is, they determined what was really bad food, who ate the most. They basically had everybody track it, and then they looked at who was experiencing fractures, and they found that the worse the diet went up on the scale of how basically everybody was reporting it, their fracture rate went up consistently the entire time. More ultra-processed food, more fractures repeatedly, over and over and over again. They said for every additional 3.1 servings of ultra-processed food consumed daily, the risk of hip fracture increased by 10.5%, and the risk of overall fractures rose by almost 3%. An additional serving only had to be considered like a cookie. So 3.7 additional servings per day of ultra-processed food increased hip fractures by 10.5%. And they said the young and underweight are even more vulnerable. This ties back into what I just saw with a really good friend of mine. He's got a kid, 3 years old. The kid somehow, was running through the kitchen and, broke his tibia and fibula. Broke both of them, snapped them.
A lot of this has to do with vaccines and aluminum.
I also know the child's also very obese, mm-hmm. and I also know the diet is poor as it gets. As far as they're not poor people,
I guarantee they've been vaccinated.
Oh yeah, they eat unbelievably junk food. I've gone on to
causes brittle bones. Some people say
so
rickets.
You add in obesity, you add in vaccines, you add in poor diet, you are asking to have bone fractures on a regular basis. And it says here, I'll get on this. It says the research is showing that diets high in processed foods disrupt the gut bacteria. I tell you guys this all the time, which played an important role in nutrient absorption and metabolic signaling, meaning it's determining where the nutrients are going to go in the body. We're going to go with soft tissue, bone repair, skin repair, muscle repair.
Call Receptor sites.
Oh, the body's so inflamed because it's eating enormous amounts of glyphosate, ultra-processed food, meaning the body can't take raw nutrients it actually does get and take them to the right spots of the body.
Glyphosate and glycine are interchangeable.
This is how we talked about this the other day. This is why I've said it is so important. If you want to get your body reset, do a 3-day GHI cleanse and collagen reset. I've never really used this in the past much with it.
It's a great idea.
With the GHI, but I'm finding out more and more as I take this and as I'm doing research and talking
to people.
I would
throw some C in there too.
Yeah, well, the GHI has some C in it, but I would add
2 scoops of the powdered vitamin C to this drink you're making 4 or 5 times a day with the collagen.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't do 2 scoops. That's 4 grams.
No, morning and evening.
Oh, okay, yeah.
One scoop in the morning, one scoop in the evening.
Because what's happened is the body can't take any nutrients it does get and take them to the right spots. So the bones are getting brittle. The ligaments and tendons are getting soft. The body's getting basically just unbelievably undernourished. And then 3 years old, you fall on the floor. Wasn't even anything they could figure out. Snaps both the bones. Not even a fracture. Snaps them.
A lot of parents get arrested for abuse because of this.
Yes. And they didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. And the kid breaks an arm. And they say, well, you grabbed him by the arm. He broke his arm. No, his arms are brittle because the calcium absorption is interfered with by the aluminum uptake from the doggone vaccines. Thought I'd let you mention. I did a whole show on that years ago.
Yep.
But it's an audio show only, and I can't play it anymore. You guys don't listen to the audio show.
No, they don't.
It's awful.
It's horrible numbers on it.
Oh.
It's just like the amount of listener rates on it, because I have algorithms as far as I can see, as far as how many clicks it gets.
And we got 3,000 shows in the can, and about 8,000 of them, 7,000 are not video.
What about 7,000?
Yeah, aren't video. We've only been doing this for about 2 years now.
Is it that much?
Yeah. No, not 7,000.
No, it can't be that much.
About 2,000.
My numbers are up. We haven't done that many.
I'm doing too much math in my head here.
Yeah.
I'm thinking my next segment.
But that's what it's saying here. So processed food disrupts the gut microbe, which messes up the ability for nutrient absorption, and it starts at a young age. This is why, guys, I'm so adamant. And this doesn't benefit me at all. I'm just telling you this as a fact because I've watched it happen over and over and over again in this industry. When you give kids these ultra-processed foods and high-fructose corn syrup and dyes on a regular basis, it causes significant problems. This is what we talked about the other day. We're watching now the first generation get into their 20s that have been raised almost solely on glyphosate-ridden foods, because the products that were sprayed with glyphosate that went real heavy into the food industrial complex, it didn't go really expanding until the early 2000s. That's when glyphosate exploded on the market.
And what's going to happen is the life expectancy is going to continue to drop as it is now. Now the main reason that the life expectancy started to extend 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years, is not because people were living longer and being healthier. Is they were having more babies who were being aborted, and the babies weren't being counted into the death statistics because we have the highest infant death rate of any industrialized country. So you take 100 kids out of 1,000 or whatever, or 10 kids out of 100 or 1,000, and you have zero life expectancy because they die at the age of zero, and you average it in, it drops. It's like getting an F in college and watching your 4.0 GPA just take a plummet. That's what it's like. You got to have more and more and more kids. And then we have a reduction of population growth in the United States. And so now the abortion is supposedly illegal unless you're in the state that allows it. And the problem with all that is there's still a lot of kids being aborted right now. And the biggest thing, that's what they were saying, we have to bring more people into the United States. And then this one black guy, which is ridiculous, he goes, well, Trump only wants white people being in the United States. That's so untrue. And, you know, that's really unfair to say that, too. That's a very racist statement to say that.
I don't agree with everything Trump does, but there's not one thing to determine that at all.
No, well, you know, we had Ellis Island, and we brought in people from every race, every nation, everywhere for decades of time in the United States. The problem is that we don't want a bunch of people coming in here from other countries that won't support themselves. That's the fact.
That's exactly right.
Oh, by the way, segue. Healthy natural sugar can increase risk of dangerous metabolic disease, a study finds. Now, they're not talking about regular sugar. They're talking about fructose.
Yeah.
That's eating too much fruit. It says fructose is a simple sugar naturally found in fruits, and it also makes up about half of table sugar. It can be converted into high fructose corn syrup, like candy. Fructose has been seen as a healthier alternative, and it is not. Research in Colorado found that fructose increases fat synthesis, depleting the body of energy and fueling metabolic diseases. Using data from cell, animal, and human studies, researchers found that unlike glucose, which can be converted into fuel that the body can use, fructose bypasses key steps of the body's energy process pathways and is stored as fat almost immediately. Now, you hear what I just said. That's why fructose causes fatty liver disease. It's faster than regular sugar will. So, you know, it's so funny. I used to use agave sweetener. We started doing this research on this years ago, and we had a case of agave at the house, and it's all fructose. Man, it went right into the can. I threw it away. I said, not doing this. Not gonna use this product.
I mean, if you had something that had agave in it and you're using it occasionally, compared to high fructose corn syrup.
It is fructose.
It's not high fructose corn syrup.
No.
But again, I don't recommend agave, but I'm saying just about anything's better than high fructose
corn
syrup.
And it says the CDC estimates that 40% of Americans have metabolic syndrome. That's syndrome.
Oh,
X,
yeah. That's okay? A fact now.
This review highlights fructose is a central player in metabolic health, Johnson said. Understanding its unique biological effects is critical for developing more. In other words, it's not burned as fuel, it's stored as fat. And that's why you get the fatty liver disease. So, and I know the other day, you know, Van, my workout partner, who thinks that I'm a redneck white boy.
Because you are.
Because I guess. But I'm a highly educated, high IQ redneck white boy who's a very hard worker and very loyal and loves Jesus. That one in there, too. And what's funny is he was talking to me about this, and he always likes to, he was buying cases of bananas for the protein shake after we work out. And we're putting like six bananas in there. And I started gaining weight. I could feel it right here in my gut. And I said, okay, that's that fructose.
Yeah. But granted, it's with fiber and stuff, though. You're not eating straight
too
fructose
many,
sugar.
Six or eight bananas a day, three each. Too much, man.
That's a lot of and bananas. You can have like, I eat like one banana after a workout when your body can suck all the sugar
but
up.
Remember, it's fructose. The body's going to cook it. It's not going to burn it.
If you have a small amount, it's okay. When a fruit, you're eating the raw fruit, but eight's a lot.
I remember there was one time there was a bodybuilder. He ended up going to jail for selling steroids back in the 80s, 90s. And big guy. And he told me one day, I don't eat bananas and stuff like that because it makes me feel bloated. Because it does. Because it increases total body fat. So I told him yesterday, I said, you know, he's buying bananas by the case, 40-pound case. Then we set it out on the porch. We let it ripen for 4 or 5 days, make sure it gets really broken down into really good fruit sugar, make sure it's really sweet. And then I throw them in the freezer. Right? So you peel them and you throw them in the freezer. It makes a great shake. Tastes great.
There's less sugar if you peel them green.
Oh, yeah. It tastes great, too.
Yeah,
it's horrible. And so I told him yesterday, we're almost out of bananas. And I haven't been using it for a month.
Yeah.
And I said, now, Van, I said, now, if you want to keep buying bananas, you go ahead. But I haven't been using them. I'll freeze them for you. But I'm not going to use them anymore because I'm not going to deal with the weight gain from it. And he goes, really? I said, yeah, it's just not healthy. And plus, on top of everything else, I mean, why do you want all those extra calories from fructose?
Bananas got a lot of good minerals. You're knocking bananas off. Bananas are good.
Now, I'll eat one every once in a while.
Nothing exceeds like excess.
Oh, my
Jeez,
gosh,
bro.
No. Eight? It was great. Eight frozen bananas in a big old shake.
It tastes like a doggone peanut butter banana milkshake.
It comes out like ice cream.
No, it does. You can make the best shakes of anybody known to man.
And I just told him, I said, no more of this. I can't do it. So if you're going to do bananas and you're going to do fruit, do it in moderation.
Yeah, eat one after. Because that's the way a lot of times I'll do it.
Say with chicken and vegetables.
I'll do two scoops of the Fit Food and one scoop of the collagen with a banana post-workout. Perfect. That's it. That's all you need. And I have noticed this, and I will tell you guys this, because the study came out last year, and I'll even tell you, I never even used to run this when I was younger. They show that 20 grams of whey protein, high quality, like New Zealand whey, with around 10 grams of really high quality collagen, which ours is 12 and a half grams of three different collagens, they show that it has the best repair rate of any formula after post-workout, meaning you recover better, faster, stronger than anything else you can possibly do within 30 minutes of a workout when you stack high-quality collagen peptides with whey protein. There's an entire article we did on that. I'll cover it later on the show, because what it does is whey protein by itself, you know, it's complete protein. But you're not getting any type of collagen factors that goes towards the joints.
It's a dairy product.
Right. So when you get the collagen and you mix it with the whey, it completely gives you this recovery system that's unmatched by anything.
Well, I put three scoops of the collagen in my protein shake every day.
And it does make you gain weight.
And,
straight
no,
protein.
No, that does not. And I put the GHI in it every day. I sometimes I'll throw some of the, it's a scoop of the purple stick in it. And I put the beet powder in it.
But I, again, remember now, I said that, earlier about excess?
No.
But I'm trying to keep it simplistic.
No, listen to me. I'm careful with the beet powder because it causes a lot of sugar in it again. Okay?
Well, it's not fructose in it. It's beets.
Well, it can be
it's not fruit.
It depends how they convert it. But the thing about it is... But
ours are raw. They're from Germany. Yeah, they're beet crystals.
Germans make good stuff, especially beet powder.
Non-GMO.
All organic. And I put that into my shake every single day with the GHI, the collagen, and all the rest. And I put powder multiple in it. And that's all I use. That's it. And I put a bunch of ice in it to give me some nice... You know, I throw a GHI scoop in it. Sometimes protein, but the collagen. It tastes okay. Now, it doesn't taste like the 8-banana one. That's ridiculous. That tastes like that sounds like a dug up dessert. Oh, by the way, Israel now has decided to stop its, continue to destroy Lebanon, and Turkey has not responded. This is what I find interesting. I guess somebody must have gotten some money in Turkey. Israeli bulldozer. Yeah, I'm not being facetious, by the way. Israel bulldozer smashed solar panels, olive trees in southern Lebanon as the infrastructure demolition continues. During the Israeli invasion of Lebanon, the Christian village of Debel has spent an undue amount of time in the spotlight. It led up to the ceasefire. An image emerged of an Israeli soldier cutting the head of a Jesus statue off. This weekend, Debel was the topic of another discussion as Israeli military bulldozers were seen in the video destroying solar panels. They're coming in with their D9s. I told you they were going to do this, Austin.
Yep.
They're coming in with their D8s and their D9s, and they're pushing. They're digging big holes, or they're hauling this stuff off, and they're clearing the rubble so you can have future development there. This has absolutely nothing to do with safety and from Hamas. This is all about wanting to have the Mediterranean coastline as part of the greater Israel program, period. That's all it is. The problem is, because they have us as their big brother, they can do whatever they want to do, and everybody's scared to try to stop them, period. And probably Turkey also. Plus, somebody, I'm sure, got some extra funding in one of their Swiss accounts in Turkey so they wouldn't attack Israel.
Exactly right.
No, this is, well, they had to give it a couple of weeks to get the money transferred. Just thought I'd mention it. That's how corrupt the system is, guys.
The Turkey prime minister came out 3 weeks ago and he said, if you hit Lebanon again, you're going to war with us.
Well, guess what? He didn't do it. How about that? So there you
have it. Sometimes, people get compromised.
Yeah, they do.
Here's the article I was telling you guys about. I'm probably going to send this out an email to kind of remind everybody. I got a lot of people that are wanting to get, back in shape for the summer and whatnot. Collagen peptides, the science-backed muscle recovery and beyond.
That's why we got summer. We got beach time coming up.
Beach time, man. Some people don't do it year-round. They wait till the summer.
Nah, you got to start in the spring.
Or just don't let yourself get fat.
Yeah, if you're going to gain weight, don't gain more than 5 or 6 pounds.
Yeah, if you keep yourself in a 10-pound swing, it's not really difficult. If over the Christmas time you're up 8 or 9 pounds and you come back down, you never really have that, oh, man, I got to drop 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds. I learned that a long time ago. I tried that a couple times when I was trying to compete in bodybuilding, and you get these big weight swings.
Can't
and you
do
just
that.
Bulk.
It doesn't
I'm
work.
I'm going to be 250 this summer. They'll say, it's like, well, now I got to cut. You got to shed all that fat off.
10 to 20% of the fat that you lose the muscle.
You lose muscle. And so you end up spinning your wheels, and the problem is half the year you look like a blimp. And so it's like, well, I'm big and huge now. Now I'm lean here. And quite frankly,
it's very unhealthy.
You get older, it's not healthy for you at all.
Oh, by the way, this birth rate now is continuing to fall in the United States. The fertility rate is below replacement in much of the world, and it's falling worldwide, primarily because of the poison in the food and because of the COVID shot affecting the ovaries and the testicles. I'm letting you know that in advance. I've told you that was going to happen 6 years ago, and now we're seeing the statistics of this falling. So if you're a dude and you want to increase your sperm count, you got to take zinc and you got to take vitamin E and use the HGH Stimulate. And we have a whole bunch of other products that will help you elevate testosterone in a healthy fashion.
Tribulus and Tongat, that's one of the best ones. And the Testo Plus, there's
great products.
If you need info on them,
vitamin C.
Email us. And another thing, too, I found some of the ingredients, because ours is like a really strong formula, some of the ingredients in the prostate support can also support sperm function, too. It does have zinc in it, and it also...
I know the prostate support increases libido.
Yeah, but it also... remember, libido and all these different hormones, they're all tied in together. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling good, you have decent libido, you have good blood flow, you have good energy, you have good testosterone, all those hormones function in a male for the best absolute functioning for everything, including sperm count, including muscle recovery. They all work together in unison. So make sure you look at those at least once a year on your blood work, and on top of that, make sure you're taking the adequate supplements, and you want to cover properly. Vitamin C powder, last day product of the week. I did that big sale for you guys on these cans, and we'll be getting those out today. I had a bunch of them that we're doing on that as far as the sale. So you guys be sure to take advantage of that. And also, too, make sure you guys are staying up to date on the podcast site. We got the podcast, so you sign up for the updates, get the updates formula on here. First name, last name, email. appreciate the support, my friends. Thank you for making us your number one stop and shop for all your health master needs. You know we're gonna hold of us. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.
Hey, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Hope you have fun with us on the show, because a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. We got to joke around some, because if we don't do that, it gets kind of dry and kind of awful.
And if they push this thing for these cars, don't buy one. If we boycott these things like we did EVs, they're never going to get this stuff in these vehicles to stay.
And by the way, I said horror story. That's the word.
Have a good night, guys.
Get a laugh out of you. Hey, I love you guys. Continue to pray for us. Thanks for your support. You guys are amazing.